And this time on Culture File for our last programme before The Reckoning, we're hearing about some of the best and worst Christmas presents ever received. So in a sample that runs the seasonal gamut from schmaltz to smut, here are some Christmas present likes and dislikes.
My name is Marie Scoughan, and I'm a comedian slash writer slash comedian. I like to like bookend it with comedy. Okay, so best Christmas present I've given, all of them, like I'm so thoughtful, it's crazy. Like I wish I could go out with myself because really, really thoughtful gift giver. Have I ever gotten it back? No. I've been let down by pretty much everyone I've ever loved in terms of getting a present back. I remember one year my mum got me a karaoke machine. I can't sing. I've never pretended I could sing. I don't even sing in the shower. Like, I don't move my mouth in that regard at all because I can't do it. I know I can't do it. I'm very aware. My mum actually told me at 8 years old, stop singing Shania Twain. You can't sing. 2 years later, she buys me a karaoke machine. And I was like, this is, I think, gaslighting. I'm not sure. I didn't know back then the ins and outs of it. But that was the worst gift I've ever received from my own mother.
I'm Aidan Foley from Master Labs. My favourite Christmas present must have been my brand new Scalextric set when I was probably about 8 years old. Because I was living in Africa, there was no imports of any goods and stuff, and I think I spent about 2 years hinting and requesting and desiring this Scalextric set. So when it arrived, I don't know, it was like a dream. That's how commercial I am, and I don't know, it should be about your parents and your mom and memories and all that stuff, but that's my favourite Christmas present.
I'm Eleanor Flegg and I'm a journalist. The best Christmas present I ever got was in 1992. My son was nearly a year old and we were living in Scotland in a village with woods, and I felt a bit stupid taking my baby into the woods for a walk every day. I thought I would really love to have a dog, but there's always 57 good reasons for not having a dog. And my husband of the time was very keen on not having a dog. So I came to accept that, although not without a fight. And then we came back to Dublin for Christmas, and under the Christmas tree was a oblong, rattly present of strange texture. So I shook it and it had my name on it in my husband's handwriting. I couldn't work out what it was, and I opened it up. And it was a collar and lead with a label that said voucher to be redeemed for one dog.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Oh, do you know, it actually was a good gift. I remember my ex-boyfriend drew a picture of us. Was it a cheek gift? Yes.
So my name is Ulton O'Brien, a fiddle player from Clare. I remember me being a cheapskate, I think. I wrote my younger brother a tune. All I want for Christmas. And wrote it out in this lovely manuscript too. And he definitely never played it. He doesn't play much fiddle anymore, you see. It was my desperate attempt to get him back into it. I thought it was kind of nice, and then I realised when he opened it up and it's just a sheet music is in a pencil with the letter written. And I said, no, that was a bad present.
So I'm Finian Collins and I'm concert pianist. One of the best presents I ever got was an iPad, because an iPad is not something that I've ever felt I needed. I felt it was like a luxury and I was never going to go out and buy one for myself. But to receive one, of course, was great, because it's so nice for travelling and looking at stuff. And several people clubbed together and got me an iPad. So that was a really nice present to receive. And the best present I ever gave is very hard to think about. But one tradition that I have with a close friend in recent years is that I give her a calendar, get a calendar made online. And I get all these photographs from what we've done during the year. And for each month, I pick a picture or two pictures and funny captions, and I send it off and get it printed and then send it to her. And it's a lovely, then she has it for the whole year in the office. And it's a really nice way of remembering moments and achievements and laughs throughout the year.
I'm very good at giving gifts, but it's very specific to the person, so like you wouldn't really get it. Like one year for my brother, I got him like, remember those things that you put your hand in and it sounds like farts? And he was like 8 years old, he loved that. And I got him a magazine too. I got him like, not at eight, I think he was probably like 11. I got it, no, older, let's go older because it won't make me look good. You know, one of those like sexy magazines. Chimney tonight. Feminism has gotten rid of them, but they used to be very big grown up, so I got one of them, just being like, welcome to manhood. It was taken off him by my mother, so he didn't really get to like give thanks, but I feel like it was a very special moment for him knowing his sister like had his back in that regard. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Comedian Maurice Gohan there with a terrible gifting idea. That's all the Daily Culture Files until after the festivities. We'll be back again in 2020 here on RTE Lyric FM.